A very good evening to you from the Grosvenor House Hotel on Park Lane in the West End of London. Hundreds of top stars from the recording world are gathering here for the annual British Record Industry Awards, which will start in just a few minutes from now. This is undoubtedly the gala night of the year for the music business, and we are live tonight on BBC One Television and Radio One. So, if you want to get the stereo sound to go with your colour picture, just put your radio set tuned to Radio 1 on FM very close to the TV set and settle down for the next hour and a half. We have a splendid show coming up for you. This is the fourth year that the BPI has honoured the producers and stars of the record business with these awards. And some of the past award winners have been tremendous people. They're with us here tonight as well. The awards will go to the top male singer, the top female singer, the best newcomer. The list just goes on to about 14 categories. Plenty of them to come, and plenty of action, because tonight we will have many of our stars performing here on stage at the Grosvenor House Hotel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A very good evening to you, and particularly a very good evening to the millions of people throughout the United Kingdom who are joining us live here in the BPI canteen in London. The employees of the industry, as you can see, are just finishing off pudding and they're washing it down with cocoa and things. While they're doing that, allow me just to explain to you what BPI is all about. It's the British phonographic industry, one of the most vibrant and successful industries in the United Kingdom, indeed in the entire world. Each year, overseas sales account for about £1.5 billion, and that produces some £300 million in royalty revenue. There are 120 record companies that are part of the BPI, the small ones and big ones as well. They all have equal voting when it comes to these annual awards. The whole purpose of the awards really is a thank you from the BPI to the artists that are successful and therefore continue the success of the industry.
Annie Lennox is not only one of the great vocal talents of today's pop world, she's also one of the faces of the 80s, with a really striking bone structure and modern beauty. One half of the Eurythmics, she's built up a reputation for producing the highest quality pop music, inventive and with lots of innovation. Alison Moyer is no newcomer to the pop industry. She started in a punk band back in 1977. Since then, her style has changed a lot, becoming more soul and blues orientated. Also, she's a great songwriter. Several hit singles, of course, and two successful albums with Yazoo. Alison Moyer, wonderful lady. Well, it's been a pretty rapid rise to fame for Sade, the former fashion design student from sunny Clacton. People even seem to know how to pronounce her name correctly. Sade is nominated for not one, but three awards in this year's BPI ceremony. Her album Diamond Life is in the running for the Best British LP. Smooth Operator, nominated for the Best British Single. My guy's mad at me. 1984 was a great year for Tracy Ullman. As well as increasing her popularity as a comedian with such wonderful characters as the Divvy, a Sloan Ranger, Roz, she's hit the record charts in a very big way with singles like this one, My Guy, which helped to introduce the odd new face to the pop industry. You'll see that fella later. She was also asked to pose nude in a men's magazine, but I think she said no. Kim Wilde has been concentrating on touring more, really, than recording recently, but she did go into the studio last year to record her Teases and Dares album, from which the single Second Chance was taken. The album was again produced by her father Marty and her brother Ricky, but for the first time, Kim herself was involved in the songwriting and the production.
The winner is Alison Moyer.
Well, when Alison Moyer started out her solo career just 8 months ago, her press blurb remarked thus: "It's been said that the pop music industry wouldn't spot an exceptional talent if it came up and it biffed them right there on the nose." One day, Alison Moyer might just do that. My goodness, she has.
Quite simply, I'd like to say this makes me feel very chipper. Thank you very much. Cheers.
We now come to the Top British Video Award. This is the first of two awards sponsored by the BBC. And in this particular instance, the voters were the viewers of Top of the Pops. To do the presentation, we have a gentleman who is no stranger to videos. Indeed, if he gave up his current line of work, no doubt there'd be room for him in this industry. A nice warm welcome, please, Mr. Neil Kinnock.
Neil Kinnock is the leader of the British Labour Party. But you knew that anyway.
In reverse order, the Top of the Pops Best British Video Award. In third place, Wham! For Last Christmas. In second place, Wham! For Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. And in first place, Duran Duran with What Else Wild Boys.
And the man who's actually coming up to pick up the award is Russell Mulcahy. Now, he's an Australian. He started in the film industry at the age of 16. He's actually done a feature film as well called Razorback. It's all about a killer pig, a great director.
Well, let's have the nominations at this point for the best album of 1984. Diamond Life, Sade. Human Racing from Nick Kershaw. The Unforgettable Fire, U2. The Works from Queen. And Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Well, last year, Michael Jackson's Thriller got it. Pete, would you please tell us who's getting the honour this year?
It's Sade.
Diamond Life is Sade's first album. It was produced by Robin Miller. Sade wrote all but one of the songs on it, which she arranged with saxophonist and guitarist Stuart Matthewman.
I'd like to say thank you to the rest of the band. I'm only a small part of Sade. And to Robin Miller, our producer man, who isn't here tonight, but he made Diamond Life a gem. Thanks.
Okay, Radio 1 Best British Newcomer Award in reverse order. Number 3, Bronski Beat. What a rowdy lot. 2, Nick Kershaw. And the 1984 British newcomers who received the most votes from Radio 1 listeners were Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Well, it's difficult to think of Frankie Goes to Hollywood as newcomers to the industry. They've had more success and publicity in 1 year than many bands have had in their entire careers. A lot of publicity, of course, emanated from the fact that their record Relax was banned on Radio 1. It actually, though, went on to become the fourth biggest UK bestseller of all time. Their second record, Two Tribes, also went to number one, as indeed did their third single, The Power of Love. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome also went to number one.
Oh, wow. I've got to say something now. Thank you. Thank you, that's a good one. We won. Can we go home now?
Well, they can go. They can go. Could you stay?
Oh, all right.
Right, if Hollywood stays, gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Congratulations. Thank you, sir.
I wanted Holly to stay. We come to the best international artist of 1984. He's got the name of the winner in there. First of all, though, the nominations, starting off with Michael Jackson. Prince. Lionel Richie. Bruce Springsteen. And ZZ Top.
Do I open the envelope now?
Yes, please.
I know who it is now. I've never met this man, but I've had sex on the phone with him. It's the fabulous Prince and the Revolution.
I'm not a big talker or anything, but I'd just like to say that it's nice to know that someone cares and loves you so far away. Thank you.
He's never been known for saying a lot. He's been known for recording great songs and great albums.